Our next guest, our first guest today.
I did say entail, right?
Look it up.
No pun intended.
New York, Mr. New York City, a great actor, started in a Bronx Tale. Chaz Palminteri's made everybody's career, I think, in this town. Now his daughter is in a Gravesend, too. He's in Gravesend. He plays Rocco.
Yes.
And he's been a great, great addition to our Fridays here on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show. Folks, say hello to the very handsome Peter Gordio. Good morning,
hey,
Peter.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning,
What's
Bernie.
Up?
Good morning, Sid. Once again, it's an honor to be here in front of the two
legends.
Honor
to have you, Peter.
Yeah, absolutely. But I want to clear something up first.
Uh-oh.
Because of the coffee spills all week long, because I'm a loyal listener. I had coffee cups made.
No, you didn't, do you really?
Yeah, so you don't spill it anymore. This is for Sydney.
Oh, my God. Look
at that. Gravesend on
there. Gravesend.
Oh, look at this.
This one's for Bernie. Oh, look at that, how cool that is.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, there's more here. There's two more. Wait.
This one has an Avenue U sign, McDonald's Avenue sign.
How cool this is.
You got to show it on the live stream here. It's got our pictures, several pictures.
This way, hopefully, Sydney won't spill the coffee anymore.
These are really beautiful.
And this goes to Sydney also.
A lot of thought and effort went into this.
Right, look at that. How great is that?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This one is, this last cup he gave me is the scene where me and Chris Mormondo are holding the umbrellas on the beach in Miami, 100 degrees that day, for Andrew Dice Clay and William DeMeo.
And Armand Asante's in that, too.
Me and Armand Asante and me and Dice.
How cool is that?
That is awesome.
Right.
Thank
good,
you.
Good.
By the way, this is really very, very nice. Me and Bernie, thank you very, very much. That's a great cup for Bernie, too. I do go back to shooting. It's been a while since April. October 27th at the legendary Garage clothing store in Brooklyn, Bensonhurst. And I know you're shooting that day, too. Not with me. But today you go to the Poconos, right?
Yes, today I'm driving to the Poconos right after the show. And I'm very excited. We've got some great scenes that we're going to have today.
The amount of people they've added, I was really happy to hear Chaz Palminteri's daughter, who's actually an acting major at Michigan University.
Right.
She's on the show now. And who else did you tell me?
Sophia Milos was in this week.
Oof, wow.
Yeah. Mario Cantone.
Mario's in it.
Yeah, Mario
Cantone's
from Sex and the City.
I used to live by next to Mario in Chelsea.
On 23rd
and on Bendix, on 23rd Street. I would see him at Bendix having breakfast every morning.
Yeah, I know Mario a long time. He's a great guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I love him. Yeah. I love him.
He did a lot of hosting on The View as well.
A lot of that.
For a while.
I think he sat in maybe with years ago with Kelly.
That's right.
Yeah, he's the lovable gay guy in the city.
Do you know where he first started?
Key West.
It was Steam Pipe Alley, WOR9.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did, back in the day.
Which show?
Steam Pipe Alley. It was a kids' show.
He was
the host of the show.
I don't recall
And they would
that
do
one.
All sorts of games and things like that.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
know Mario a long time. He's,
he's
great.
A great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah,
great
he's
guy.
A great guy.
So, he's in Gravesend?
He's in Gravesend.
And is he, is he in character or?
I don't want to give it away.
We're not going to give it away, Sidney.
Hey, listen, Joe Ganascoli played a gay guy in The Sopranos.
Believe me, I know.
So Mario wouldn't be a stretch for him to play a gay guy because he is gay.
But one thing I can say about Mario, he's ultra talented.
He's very
talented. If you ever see a stand-up act,
he's cute,
been on
he's
Broadway,
cute
he's an amazing
very
human
cute guy.
Love him.
Quickly,
love
before
him.
We bring in our your friend Gary Kaminsky, who was a very, very successful guy, co-host of Wall Street Week on CNBC, Fox News, senior advisor Morgan Stanley. We know, of course, who Gary is. Friends with him for over 20 years. Actually, you're a client of his for over 20 years. Before we get to Gary, give us a quick fitness tip on a Friday for our listeners today.
Okay, the fitness tip today is I want everybody to push harder each set, push harder each rep, do better today than what you did yesterday, and the exercises that I want to give, I want to target the core.
Just so you know, when you say push harder and get every rep in, and I see this all the time at the gym, I see guys trying to lift too much weight, and girls for that matter.
Right.
Their form sucks.
100%.
Instead of doing a 12-set rep, they do 6 or 7.
Right.
And every time, like I'm Mr. Know-It-All,
right,
I stop and I go, listen, you're better off. You got to get 12 every time. Lower the weight. Nobody cares.
Well, that's ego, Sid.
That is so true.
Well, how come I don't know
that's
how
that all it is. It's ego.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone has incorrect form when they put too much weight
absolutely
that they can't handle.
It's
they
so
lift their back, they arch their
right
back. Everything
I
is
hate
just
watching it.
Then they want to know why they have injuries.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in the chiropractor more than they're in the gym.
You're not competing against anybody.
No, you're not.
You're competing against yourself. Just do what you can do, and that's it.
That's
Don't try to outperform yourself.
That's
You could really hurt yourself.
Yeah, you can. You can.
There's no rush. You can do that tomorrow. Once you get past today, you can do that tomorrow, maybe.
But just enjoy the movements.
Right.
That's what you have to do. Don't strain. Train.
I like it.
It's as very
like
simple
it
as that.
Like that.
You know, like a treat meal instead of a cheat meal. You know, train, don't strain.
Very well said.
No ego. Leave it at the door. Just go in there. Enjoy the workout. Get connected to the movement. Put the mind to the muscle and enjoy the whole session that you're there.
And don't worry about people looking at you and this and that and judging you and all that
stuff. Right. And Bernie, like we said each and every week, the phone. Don't worry about the phone. Leave the phone away.
Leave the phone. I don't even bring the phone in.
Leave it in the car.
I do.
Yeah, and that's what you should do.
And then it sometimes gets overheated, but...
But that's okay, though.
That's
but
in the
that
summer
hour,
months.
But that hour you dedicate to yourself.
That's right. True.
And that's what you need.
Yeah.
Put everything else aside, get into the zone, and make it happen, and relieve all the stress that you have built up all week long. Because you guys lead a very, very busy life.
Oh, very stressful life.
Yes.
So does Gary Kaminsky. Gary, again, you know him, CNBC, Fox News, Morgan Stanley. This is a very, very impressive guy. Gary, welcome to the Friday edition of Bernie and Sid with your dear friend Peter Gordio. How are you this morning?
Good morning, fellas. What a treat. And I just love that segment. Sid, when you were talking about doing the reps of 12, I don't know if you've ever heard Peter with his creative way of counting down the sets. But there's nothing better than Peter counting out a set of 12.
Right, first of all, good morning, 12, Gary, and I appreciate 12, that. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, it's great to be with you guys.
It's great to have you, too. So let's get to this relationship between you and Peter. How does that happen, and what exactly is the relationship?
You know, I started working out with Peter maybe even 30 years ago. I think around 25, 30 years ago. And as somebody like you guys, you know, a stressful life, working hard, I always found that it was so important, not just for the physical strength, but the mental strength. You have to work with a trainer who not only keeps you focused, but keeps you motivated. And that's why I started working out with Peter. No disrespect to the people that try to just do it themselves. But like anything in life, you work with a good professional, you're going to be that much sharper.
And how does it help your mental acuity? Tell us about that, Gary, because that to me is more than the physical aspect of it, is your psychological status.
Absolutely. You know, again, and one thing we've all seen over the last 18 months, you know, being in good physical shape is very important. Never more so in the last 18 months. But in terms of when I was working on Wall Street and obviously an incredibly stressful career, it was so important to get up in the morning and get your three or four things that you had to focus on that day in line with your thinking. And a good workout, as Peter just said, for 1 hour, you don't think about anything else. You basically get your mental strength in line with what your focus is that day. The physical that helps you in terms of trying to make the determination of what are the three things you got to hit that day. And we hit them. We always did it right.
Wow. Gary Kaminsky, 30 seconds here before we get back to Peter, wrap up this magnificent segment. The economy, good, bad, where are we these days, Gary? Give us the honest truth with this, with Joe Biden in charge.
Look, the economy is doing well because we've got this huge consumer demand snapback coming out of the last 18 months. But we do have challenges because you've got higher taxes, as we all know. We've got a lot of people that are not reentering the workforce. And so, you know, without sort of not giving an answer to that, Sid, the question is we have to see what happens over the next 6 months. Will the higher taxes go through? And if so, what's going to be the impact? The important thing is that consumer spending has got a tremendous amount of pent-up demand because people are tired. They want to get out. You go to New York City, you look at the restaurants every night. I was down on the street last night. That's a good thing, and I think we're seeing that all over the country. And so consumers power this economy, and that's a positive.
Gary, that is a great job out of you. It's great to have you on. In fact, we'll bring you back, Bernie and I, when Peter's not even here to talk more about the economy and this city. Thank you so much. Stay in great shape, and God bless you.
You guys have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gary Thank
Kaminsky.
You, Gary.
How about that? So you gave us one fitness tip earlier on the way out. What does your workout look like today, and what are you recommending for the weekend?
Well, today I didn't train because I'm driving to the Poconos.
Right, you're an actor.
Right, exactly. But tomorrow I'm going to be doing chest and back.
Chest and back.
Right, which is...
How many exercises a piece do you do? Like, I do five for chest.
I do four.
Okay.
I do four. Basically the same
flat,
thing.
You
it
know,
comes to 15 sets.
15
and however
sets.
However you can get to that number, that's what you
what
do.
What do you do, Bernie, when you're doing chest, for example? Because you're in great shape, too. How many different exercises do you do for each body part, if you had to guess?
I do sets of like 10, 12.
No, but how many different different exercises do you do
per
for each body
group, right,
part, per muscle group?
Correct.
Like, I'm good for 5 for chest, 5 for shoulders.
About 3 each.
3, okay. Three.
That's fine.
Okay.
But I'm doing everything. I'm all over. I'm like a pinball. I'm all over. Big man, boom, baby. I'm over here. I'm over there. I'm over there. You
I
know?
Used to do that,
right,
too.
Right, you bounce around.
I used to have a trainer used to make me do my sets and then hop on the treadmill. And then by the third or fourth time I got off the treadmill, I had no strength left to do my I stopped doing that type of nonsense.
Yeah, like we said earlier, you know, you could do the cardio after the training. This way it's more beneficial for you.
Or if you like I do, like I breeze through it, you know, about 50 pull-ups I throw in there.
That's pretty good.
5 sets of 10.
Right.
And I'm breathing heavy the whole time.
Yeah,
it's almost like a cardio workout.
Right, exactly.
Same thing.
Exactly.
Same thing, yeah.
Exactly, especially when you elevate your energy at another level.
Right. So people contact me all week long, how much they love you.
Thank you
Great
so
looking
much.
Guy, big-time actor every
Thank
Friday.
You.
On the way out, how can people contact you? And I know you actually answer direct messages.
I get back to everyone. You can contact me on Instagram, Peter Gordio, Twitter, Gordio Peter, email, PeteGordio1212@gmail.com. I'm affiliated with the gym on the Upper East Side, 86th Street, Core Fitness, or out in Roslyn, Competitive Edge.
How about you? These
Very
are beautiful.
Nice.
How about the Marks, Bunny? Huh?
I mean,
love them.
Thank you
love
so
them.
Much for
love
these.
You.
The
Make sure in there is green tea and don't spill it.
Green tea.
There you go.
Peter Gordio, we love you, man.
God
bless you. Good luck
everyone.
Shooting
Have a great
today.
Weekend. Make
you
it
too.
Happen.
All right. We'll do it again next Friday. It's become our favorite segment. Peter Gordio.